The Hillsboro Area Regional Transit Authority, also known as HART, has strongly advocated light rail for combating gridlock. Hillsboro County voters opted not to raise their sales tax in order to fund a transit overhaul that would have included rail. HART officials still want to beef up transit, but are taking a smaller-scale approach. HART planner Mary Chevalier said there's potential for a demonstration line between downtown Tampa and the airport.
When we talked to the airport authority, we could again get a yard and shop there, but they own the rail line that goes 3.4 miles up the road to Limebaugh. Doing that, you're bringing that project very, very close to a lot of important big residential communities.
According to a Texas Transportation Institute study, congestion on Tampa Bay's roads eats up more than 54,000 hours a year. John Gobis, a consultant for HART, cited that study in his presentation to that agency's board of directors. He said this translates to big bucks going down the drain while commuters sit idle on area thoroughfares.
Cost of congestion to a commuter over and above the national average is about $764. This was done, by the way, on 2009 data, so gasoline was much cheaper than it is today because we've had this current spike in gasoline. Overall, the cost of congestion to the region exceeds $1.2 billion.
Traffic may largely be a matter of the wallet, but efforts to ease it come with their own costs. Rail advocates say that while the system might be costly, the payoff would lie in boosts in property values and quality of life along the rail corridors, not to mention cleaner air and less harrowing commutes. Chevalier said widening roads won't fix Tampa's traffic woes forever.
We cannot build our way out of some of this congestion because of cost, because of some of the community impacts, the environmental impacts, and availability of funding. So trying to work with that existing infrastructure and improve it and enhance it is what this project's all about.
The airport demonstration line would cost a fraction of the price tag of the overhaul voters rejected in November, but Chevalier said HART has yet to nail down funds for the project.
We would have to seek additional revenue sources.
HART consultant John Gobis told the board that cities like Vancouver and Denver have seen a windfall in the wake of constructing light rail, but unlike Tampa, they're not at the epicenter of economic calamity. Gobin stressed the importance of private sector dollars for major transit projects and said businesses and investing in rail could see as much as an 8 to 12% return on their investments. He said otherwise, financial challenges existing at all levels of government make for a pretty uncertain future.
No genie out there writing a big check these days for these projects.
HART board member Mark Sharp said the county has invested so much time and resources putting Hillsboro's transit woes under a microscope that it would be senseless for the county to stop in its tracks. But by the same token, he said, it's important not to pass any more costs onto taxpayers.
We're going to have to be able to talk about the value of moving forward in a non-new tax. Man, I'm talking to the press that are here. initially, so that we can satisfy the electorate who made clear their concerns, but at the same time not lose the benefit of all the study that we've had initially.
The bulk of the meeting held at the Tampa Hillsboro Expressway Authority in downtown Tampa was a retreat, so the board took no votes on light rail. Board member Kevin Beckner said he would like to see more fleshing out on the dollar side of things.
So I am certainly on the train, so to speak, to continue to move forward, but the brakes are squealing a little bit louder until I can get that information that we have been said that was there that supports the use of light rail versus BRT or another mode of transportation.
Board member Sandy Merman said it's important that they keep an eye on what's happening at the state level, given Governor Scott's attitude toward government spending.
If the Expressway Authority goes away, if there's a lot of different things could happen with funding, Department of Transportation could be folded in with a whole new organization.
Earlier in the meeting, the board discussed proposed transit changes slated for July. HART CEO David Armijo said these include scaling down some routes by replacing full-sized buses with smaller, more shuttle-like flex buses. The changes would tackle routes with low ridership and reportedly save HART around $724,000 over a two-year period. Armijo said the changes were less cuts and more of a way to optimize bus service.
What we're actually doing is coming in with a series of routes that we believe are underperforming.
And so based on the ridership of those routes, it's one of the reasons why some of those have been targeted.
Sandy Merman said the proposed changes are troublesome for a handful of South County residents who rely on Route 23, which is now on the chopping block.
They have been riding this route consistently for a long period of time. And to move them totally to a different route, different area, is really a hardship for a lot of people.
The changes have yet to be approved, though the board did agree to allow staff to conduct outreach on the proposal. A public meeting on the changes is slated for April, and the HART board will likely vote on them in June. From downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.